The Anglican Church in the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands presents Insight, a program sponsored by the Anglican Churchman.
Good evening. I am Father Andrew Toppin from the parish of St. George, number 55 Montrose Avenue, New Providence, Bahamas. Welcome to Insight. This program is sponsored by the Anglican Churchmen. My technical producer is Mr. Ramon Sweeting. Today is Sunday, the 20th of August, 2023, and is the 12th Sunday after Pentecost. It is also the memorial of Bernard of Clairvaux, Abbot 1153. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord be with you and also with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have given your only Son to be for us a sacrifice for sin, and also an example of godly life. Give us grace to receive thankfully the fruits of his redeeming work, and to follow daily in the blessed steps of his most holy life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty Father, you call your people to be in communion with you and each other. Hear the prayer of the parishes and communities within this diocese that are faced with many challenges. By the power of your Holy Spirit, strengthen and inspire us to live lives pleasing to you. Help us remain faithful as we use the gifts and talents you have given us for the building up of your church and the communities it serves, for the sake of him who came among us as one who serves, your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We now listen to the hymn, All People That on Earth Do Dwell. It is 361 in our CPWI hymn book.
Oh,
And now for some insight news. This week, we remember the following churches under the patronage of St. Bartholomew, whose feast day occurs on Thursday of this week, which is the 24th. Remember St. Bartholomew in Bearing Point Andres. We pray for its rector, Father Walcott Bain, and the people there. We also remember St. Bartholomew's Anglican Church in Brooks Harbor in the Berry Islands, for its priest in charge, Father Dawn Haynes, there. Also, in our prayers this week, remember those clergy persons who are observing anniversaries of ordination. On Friday of this week, which is the 25th of August, the Reverend Marie Roach Hepburn, rector of St. Jude Smith's Point, Grand Bahama, and the Reverend Paulette Cartwright, director of St. John the Baptist, South Abaco, will be observing their anniversaries through the priesthood. They were ordained in the year 2008, and so if you are counting, it will mark 15 years of their ordination to the sacred priesthood. Also, too, we remember those persons who will very shortly begin new ministries. We remember, as of the 1st of September, Father Christopher Hicks, who becomes the rector of St. Peter and St. Anne Parish in North Abaco. Father Hicks recently ended his tent of study at St. Barnabas Anglican Church as its assistant priest. Also, too, on the 1st of September, Father Ruel Strong Jr. becomes the rector of St. Paul's Parish in South Long Island. Father Strong recently served as the assistant priest at St. Agnes Anglican Church in Grantstown. For some youth department news, on the 31st of July, Miss DeAndre Miller, a member of Christ Church Cathedral, became the assistant youth officer in our diocese. On the 1st of September, the Reverend Dr. B. Travis Fernanda will become our new diocesan officer. He succeeds Mrs. Tiffany Hall Sweeting, who will be going off to Carleton College at the end of this month. Father Fernanda was formerly the rector of St. Philip's in Matthewtown, Inagua. On the 21st of August, Father Eric Miller will become the chaplain and dean of students at St. Anne's Anglican School, Fox Hill. Our prayers are requested for the following persons as they will soon be ordained. On Monday, the 28th of August, 2023, being the feast of St. Augustine of Hippo, Mr. John Pinder will be ordained a deacon at Christ the King Anglican Parish, Redland Park, beginning at 7 p.m. On Thursday, the 31st of August, being the feast of St. Aidan of Landerfernay, Mr. Rondino Rowe and Mr. Howard Bethel will be ordained deacons at St. Andrew's Anglican Church in Georgetown, Exuma, beginning at 7 p.m. On Wednesday, the 4th of October, being the feast of St. Francis of Assisi, Deacon Cameron Saunders will be ordained a priest at Christ Church Cathedral, beginning at 7 p.m. Let us remember them as they begin their new ministries. Also, too, our prayers are requested for our new seminarians, those persons who offer themselves for the sacred priesthood, and they begin shortly to test their vocations. Going this year for the first time at Carleton College in St. John's, Barbados are Mr. Kenneth Knowles Jr. of the parish of St. Barnabas, New Providence, Mr. Austin Meadows from Christ the King Parish, New Providence, and Mrs. Tiffany Hall Sweeting from Christ Church Cathedral right here in Nassau at the University of the South, Suwanee, Tennessee. Mr. Damian White from St. Matthew's Parish in Providence will go to test his vocation to the priesthood. We also remember those who are currently in seminary who continue to test their vocations, remembering Anatole Munnings Ferguson from the Pope Cathedral of Christ the King in Grand Bahama, Tristan Lockhart from the Church of the Ascension in Lucayo, Grand Bahama, Mr. Jamal Turnquist from Holy Cross Parish right here in New Providence, Mr. Joshua Davis from Holy Spirit Parish right here in New Providence, Mr. Astair Dean from the Church of the Ascension in Lucayo, Grand Bahama, Mr. Lamar Nordich from St. Gregory's the Great, New Providence here in Nassau, and of course, last but not least, Mr. Preston Pinder from the Pro Cathedral of Christ the King in Freeport, Grand Bahama. On Friday of this week, which is the 25th, the Anglican Church men of St. Mary the Virgin Virginia Street will hold a fish fry on the church's grounds beginning at 6:30 p.m. Please go out and support them. We now listen to him. Praise my soul, the King of Heaven, which is number 383 in our CPWI. St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 10 through 28. Matthew chapter 15, beginning at the 10th verse. Jesus called the crowd to him and said to them, "Listen and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles." Then the disciples approached and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said?" He answered, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides to other blind. And if one blind person guides another, both will fall into a pit." But Peter said to him, "Explain this parable to us." Then he said, "Are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach and goes out into the sewer? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles. For out of the heart come evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person, but to eat with unclean hands does not defile." Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. This is the gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ, our Lord. I now speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Then Jesus answered the Canaanite woman, "Great is your faith." Then Jesus answered the Canaanite woman, "Woman, great is your faith." Today, we experience a side of Jesus that we don't normally expect to see. We may dare say it is the dark side of Jesus. Jesus and his disciples withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. As they were walking along, a Canaanite woman came to Jesus. She called out to him, begging Jesus, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." However, her plea seems to fall on deaf ears. Jesus does not even acknowledge her presence or plea. However, the woman does not give up. She continued to call out to them. Finally, his disciples come to Jesus and tell him to send the woman away. Jesus responds to them was sort of abrupt and blunt. He said, quote, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then the woman came to Jesus and did him homage. She begged him, "Lord, help me." Jesus' abrupt response was, "I was only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." The woman persisted. She did in homage once again and said, "Lord, help me." Jesus once again refused. He told the woman that he could not take food from the children of Israel and, quote, throw it to the dogs. Please note the word dogs was used for the Canaanites, who considered outcasts, sinners, in the eyes of the Jews. However, the woman was determined. She told Jesus, "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." She begged him to throw a few scraps to her beloved daughter. Jesus was amazed at her faith, her persistence, and her deep love for her daughter. Jesus then tells her, "Let it be done for you as you wish." And immediately her daughter was healed. There are certain things about this woman which you must note. Firstly and foremost, she had love. When I think of her, I think of that wonderful hymn we often sing, found in our hymn books at 518, which says, "Can a woman's tender care cease towards the child she bare? Yet she may forgetful be, yet will I remember thee." These are some very, very powerful words for us to remember. And it goes on to say these words, "Mine is an unchanging love, higher than the heights above, deeper than the depths beneath, free and faithful, strong as death." Someone once said, "She made the misery of her own child her own." Yes, she loved her child to the very depth of her heart. It was love which made her approach this stranger. It was love which made her accept his silence and still appeal. It was love which made her suffer their prime rebuffs. It was love which made her able to see compassion beyond and behind the words of Jesus. The driving force of this woman's heart was love. And there is nothing stronger than nearer to us than the love of God. Secondly, this woman had faith, and we must admire her faith. It was a faith which grew in contact with Jesus. She began calling him Son of David. That was a popular title at the time. It also carried with it political implications. It was a title which looked on Jesus as a great and powerful wonder worker, but which looked on him in terms of earthly power and glory. She came asking a boon of one whom she took to be a great and powerful man. She came with a kind of superstition, as she might have come to any magician. She ended by calling Jesus Lord. Jesus, as it were, compelled her to look at himself, and in him she saw something that was not expressible in earthly terms at all, but was nothing less than divine. That is precisely what Jesus wanted to awaken in her before he granted her request. He wanted her to see that request to a great man must be turned into a prayer to the living God. We can see this woman's faith growing as she confronted with Christ until she glimpsed him, however distantly, for what he was. Also, too, we see this woman being persistent. You may dare say that she was a Nike woman. She was undiscouraged. She was undeterred. So many people, it has been said, pray really because they do not wish to miss a chance. They do not really believe in prayer. They have only the fear that something might just happen. This woman came because Jesus was not just a possible helper. He was her only hope. She saw something in him. She said, "He can do all sorts of things. He can truly heal my daughter." She came with a passionate hope, a clamant sense of need, and refusal to be discouraged. And she was not discouraged. She had the one supremely effective quality in prayer. She was in deadly earnest. Prayer for her was no ritual form. It was the outpouring of the passionate desire of her soul, which somehow felt that she could not and must not and need not take no for an answer. She did not take no for an answer. We too, like woman, must always be persistent in our prayer life. We should never, ever be discouraged. She did not give up until she got her answer. This woman brought to Christ a gallant and audacious love, a faith which grew until it worshipped at the feet of the divine, which was so powerful, it must have touched Jesus. This is the approach which cannot find help. This is the approach which can only find help through our prayer life. This evening, let us pause for a moment and ask ourselves, how persistent are we with Jesus in our prayer life? Are we prepared to be faithful in all aspects? My friends in Christ, this evening, may we be persistent as with Jesus, as this mother was. May we trust that Jesus will not disappoint us. He will never, ever let us down. Then Jesus answered the Canaanite woman, "Woman, great is your faith." And in his name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, support us all the day long until the shadows lengthen and the evening comes and the busy world is hushed and the feeble life is over and our work is done. Then in your mercy, grant us a safe lodging and a holy rest and peace at last. Amen. O God of peace, who has taught us that in returning in rest we shall be saved, in quiet and confidence shall be our strength. By the might of your Spirit, lift us, we pray, to your presence, where we may be still and know that you are God, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. We bring tonight's program to a close.